Old Testament reading is Jeremiah 17, 5 through 8. Thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart turns away from the Lord. He is like a shrub in the desert and shall not see any good come. He shall dwell in the parched places of the wilderness and in uninhabited salt land. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, who trusts is the Lord. He is the tree planted by water that sends out its roots to by the stream and does not fear when heat comes, for its leaves remain green, and it's not anxious in the year of the drought, for it does not cease to bear fruit. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The epistle reading is 1 Corinthians 15, 12 through 20. Now, if Christ is proclaimed as raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain and your faith is in vain. We are even found to be misrepresenting God, because we testified about God that he raised Christ, whom he did not raise. If it is true that the dead are not raised, for if the dead are not raised, not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile, and you are still in your sins. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If in Christ we have hope in this life only, we are of all people most to be pitied. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead and the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The good news according to St. Luke. And he came down with them and stood on a level place with a great crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea and Jerusalem and the seacoast of Tyre and Sidon, who came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And those who were troubled with unclean spirits were cured. And all the crowd sought to touch him, for power came out from him and healed them all. And he lifted up his eyes on his disciples and said, blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you shall be satisfied. Blessed are you who weep now, for you shall laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you and revile you, and spurn your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven, for so their fathers did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you shall be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you shall mourn and weep. Woe to you when all people speak well of you, for so their fathers did to the false prophets. This is the gospel of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. Well, today our sermon is based on our Old Testament reading from Jeremiah chapter 17. In our Bible study today, actually it came up talking about the context in which Jeremiah was prophesying and what he was teaching, and well, the poor guy, he had a lot of lamenting to do. He had a chance to share God's word with people who were receiving and experiencing the consequences of sin and being away from God. And in that context, we get our reading today from Jeremiah 17. We get to hear about these two different plants. One that is perhaps growing up and seems just fine, like a shrub in the desert place. But when the heat comes up and burns it away, it rolls off. And that's paired against this tree that is planted by the water that has all that it needs to survive through different seasons. It's wonderful to see these two things. And as anyone else, I'm assuming, and we all hope that, please help me be one of the tree by the water. I don't want to be the little shrub that's out there. And it's hard because it does say in here that, you know, the difference is where our trust is. Where is your trust and where are you planted is this theme that we get to see in Jeremiah 17. And in fact, that's paired, of course, with our gospel reading, where we have Jesus speaking about those who are blessed and those who are cursed, and perhaps what is the difference between the two. Now, as we look at the different plants that are both planted and where their trust or where their resources are coming from, one of them, it's good to know these plants in the desert. I know this is really hard for many of you to imagine here on the western side of the Cascades in northern Oregon. As I look outside and everything is beautiful and green and lush, even in the middle of the winter. And it stayed that way even in summer, and I saw tons of beautiful green trees. Not so where I'm from originally, in Southern California. Different spots, of course, but most of the trees out in the desert, they're like these shrubs that burn up and wither away. We're trying to research this and thinking about where Jeremiah was and what those trees were. It could have been maybe an acacia plant or various other types of trees. And those who know plants much better than I, you already heard during the children's message, plants and I, we don't always mix very well, sadly. But whatever the shrub was that perhaps Jeremiah is referring to, know that God's people who were there saw it and saw this tree growing up often by itself in the middle of the desert. Maybe it's found a little bit of a pocket of water, there was some rain, a seed fell and it started to grow and have what it needed. But when the heat and the desert winds come by, it becomes a tumbleweed blowing across the ground. And again, not as common here, I think, in at least this part of northern Oregon. But I asked my kids, do you remember what tumbleweeds were like in California? We'd be driving along, and they have stories to tell you. It's pretty exciting. Driving across the freeway, massive tumbleweeds coming across in force, winds blowing them, just large clusters flying through. And we're all just hoping it doesn't scratch up our cars too badly. But as these tumbleweeds go through, and it is kind of fun as a kid watching them bounce off of cars and explode all into the air and fly off. You think about that plant, and at one point it probably looked kind of nice growing up. Had whatever resources it needed, was able to provide a little bit of shade to whatever creature was there, but it's swept away and it's gone. Far different than a tree planted by water. Planted so that even when the summer heat comes, it still has the resources it needs to be sustained, to be life-giving, and would even bear fruit in due season, instead of drying up and withering and producing nothing for us long term. Thinking of both of these, it can feel very much like a very law-heavy thing. Be like the tree by the water. Put your trust in Jesus. Do that, and then you'll be the tree. That's pretty law-heavy. If I told you, just trust in Jesus all the time. Don't trust in yourself. Don't worry about anything. Everything's going to be fine. If you do something where it shows that you're trying to do something for yourself, or if you ever forget that God provides for you, well then, sorry to tell you, you're the shrub that's going to be all withered up. That's not a very life-giving sermon now, is it? It's pretty rough. But it's good to know a little bit of this planting. Take a look at verse 8, where it says, "He is like a tree planted by water, that sends out its roots by the stream." That tree got planted there somehow. And in fact, actually, the word used in Hebrew is like a transplanting type of plant. Like someone found a tree in the middle of a dry and desert area, decided, I want to save this tree, got it out of the ground, picked it up and moved it over to the water, placed it there where it would have water to keep sustaining it throughout the rest of its life. Well, that sounds better. You don't have to worry about planting yourself in the ground. Rather, know that you are someone who gets to be transplanted picked up and moved over and planted into the ground next to the water. As I just mentioned how great it is to have seen four baptisms today, to know that in baptism, as the Bible tells us, we are now saved. That water gifted through the power of the Holy Spirit is a great and wonderful blessing that makes us God's children. You have been planted in with streams of living water. You have been given all that you need. When the dry desert winds come, when you're in pain and suffering, or sometimes even worse, when the people you love are suffering, when our jobs are in jeopardy or finances are troubling, whenever we're concerned about why things are happening the way they are and shouldn't God just change them? When those dry desert winds come blowing at us, the Holy Spirit is giving you a peace, a hope, and a trust that is not in what you see, but instead in the Lord. Verse 7 says, "Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord." Blessed are you, those who know that Jesus Christ has died for you to pay for your sins and risen from the grave, showing you that you have a promise of life eternal. Blessed are you because you've been given a trust and a faith in him and what he's done. And then differently, not just trusting in the Lord, but the fact that your trust is the Lord. The Lord himself is the very faith that you have. The Holy Spirit, we say, is the one who works in our hearts and our minds to bring us to an understanding and a faith of Jesus Christ. And that faith, which sometimes in our own hearts and minds might waver, even if it would be shaken there, the trust you've been given is the Lord. Jesus' very life is what is given to you. That is in you. The tree that brings the water into its roots, the moisture that flows throughout its whole system, that would eventually bear good fruit. All of that is in you already. The Holy Spirit has gifted you with a life-giving water that is Jesus Christ, the Lord. Blessed are you, you beautiful trees, you, so leafy and green, bearing good fruits. It's funny to think that I'm looking out on an orchard here, I suppose. Of course, this is not entirely new information for us here. This is really similar to a sermon I'm sure has been preached here at least 100 times at Christ the Vine Lutheran Church. This idea of being planted into something that is life-giving, this isn't new information here. Just a different way of thinking about it. A different image to show us the same truth that is true for everyone who believes in Jesus Christ. God continues to provide ways for us to see, to hear, and to know, to trust in what the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. He's taken us who would wither and die on our own, whose sins would have us perish in the wilderness, and he's transplanted us into himself, giving us what we need, not just for this life, but through all eternity. You are planted by this stream of living water. Whenever we begin our worship service and we say in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, amen, it's a great reminder of our baptism. Even if you were baptized as a baby and you don't remember it, you can remember that you are baptized. You have flowing in you this life-giving stream. You need not be concerned or worried even on those days when it feels like maybe I've been a shrub in the desert. God is there to sustain you, and he'll continue to do so until he calls you home in heaven with him. Until then, may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. Now go with God's blessing. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look on you with favor and give you his peace. Amen. Now go in peace and serve the Lord.